Hey y'all, it's Tiffin, today's host for the Thoughts and Shit, the Legacy of Dr. Shackley's podcast, where we bring you stories of those who have thrived from Dr. Shackley's philosophy. Now, if you're listening right now and you have listened to the other episodes, thank you so much for all you're doing to share the episode, whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. If you like what you hear here, please share the episode and just share with your friends and people who you think would benefit from this. So thank you so much for doing that. Today's guest is a dear friend of mine, Jen Weigel. I get to see Jen at every major Shackley event, whether it be in Mexico, on a cruise, or in Vegas for Shackley's global conference. Her example is one of the major reasons I saw that Shackley was indeed a place where I could build a career and make a global impact. She's my best friend. You know, if my other best friends are listening, I'm sorry. Jen is one of my best friends here at Shackley. Jen grew up around Shackley. However, it wasn't until after college that she truly began to understand what the company had to offer. After a long search for the perfect career, Jen found her home with Shackley. She has officially been with the company since 2011, and within her first 2 years, she was able to replace her full-time income. Since 2013, Jen has been able to live a life she has designed while helping others do the same. Her team now spans almost 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. The growth she has seen in the last 7 years has been amazing, and she is so excited for all the things to come. Welcome, Jen. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here and excited to talk more about Dr. Shackley.
Ah, so amazing. Now, I mentioned earlier, but you were one of the reasons why I saw that, you know, Shackley had a really great heritage. Dr. Shackley's philosophy was amazing. But I saw how Dr. Shackley's effect, kind of even though you didn't ever get to meet him, how the philosophy was able to help, you know, bring your life from, you know, working your job to being able to build your Shackley business and travel the world. And I thought that was an amazing thing. So I really want to know, how did you receive Dr. Shackley's philosophy when you started looking into Shackley as something you could do?
Well, I started looking into Shackley after I got a job in corporate America, and I was looking for a way out of corporate America and a way to have my own business and to genuinely help people and to be in a position of integrity. And so I had a lot of things on my list, but integrity was one of the big things on there. And I kept coming back to the Shackley opportunity. I grew up around the products. I grew up around the opportunity. My next-door neighbor, who's my upline, Pansy, she's been with the company for over 40 years. Our upline, Rick and Alana Seymour, they've been with the company for well over 40 years. And so I have seen this throughout my childhood, through my mom's business and just our community, the philosophy and the integrity of Shackley and what it has to offer. And so when you're looking to make a big career move, you have to do some research and really make sure things align, at least for myself. I really wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity that aligned with what I believed in and who I was and what I wanted to pursue. So I had already experienced and been exposed to some other network marketing companies. They didn't really sit right with me for various reasons. But as I started looking more into Shackley, I realized that it had all the things that I wanted and more. And when you're looking in a long-term career, I needed something that had the legacy and the roots that we had and was founded on these values and the golden rule and living in harmony with nature. There's so much pride in that. And to know that that's been carried on forward for so long was really inspiring, because this is my career and this is my plan for my life and, you know, whatever, however I choose to pass that down in the future. And so when you put yourself in that position, it's important to be with a company that you trust and a legacy. And so for me, I think that was one of the biggest things, is the foundation that Dr. Shackley created was really inspiring, and how it's been carried through continuously, even in his absence, through the field and to the people that have come through corporate. And so I think that's just so inspiring and so impactful that those core values have remained all these years when it's easy for those to get pushed aside, especially when the person at the helm step is no longer with us.
It is powerful from what I'm hearing you say is that even though Dr. Shackley is not around anymore, his philosophy and the golden rule has been passed down, and you can see that it is available at corporate and it's available in the field. People are passing it down. What are some of the values or differences that you saw when you were looking at Dr. Shapley's philosophy and maybe the other network marketing companies that you were involved in?
I loved that it came from a person, and it was so grassroots. Not that other companies don't come from other people, but he was really the foundation of it all in such a bigger scale. Like, he created the first multivitamin. Like, that's huge. And from there, it blossomed into this company, you know, integrated biodegradable cleaners and all of these things that we align with. But he was really such a pioneer then. And he was the first, and he was the best. And I'm competitive, and I like to be part of things that are the best. And so he had things that stood apart. You know, I felt like they talked about the products and they felt passionate about those. And I think that's awesome for them. But for us, we have this rich history. We have this rich legacy that's tied to a person that was a pioneer and overcame so much to be a pioneer and to create what we have today. And I think that that is so huge and so impactful. And to have my life course changed because of decisions that were made over 100 years ago by other people, you know, and his parents to support him nutritionally when he was having health issues, and for him to take it further and to create the first multivitamin and to just keep bringing more to the world, it's so overwhelming. Like, it's so amazing, and I don't quite have the words to articulate it, but it's so powerful that those things have led to where we are today. And I feel like where we are today is just the beginning. Like, our roots have been planted and they are deep and we are growing. And it's so cool to be part of it now.
It definitely is. It definitely is really awesome to be part of something that is so deeply rooted, as you said, but also has the potential for unlimited growth. What are some of the challenges that you face while choosing this course, basically, like choosing this as your career, choosing Dr. Shapley's philosophy, choosing Shackley as a company, though? What are some of the challenges that you've been able to overcome from the things that you've learned?
Wow, big question. I think because Dr. Shackley isn't here anymore and his philosophy lives in the people, I think it's so important that we continue to share his philosophy. And I'm so grateful that you all have started this podcast because I think it's huge and it helps us to learn our roots, because I think as we're growing quickly and as we're getting generations away from knowing Dr. Shackley and really knowing the person who created this, I think it's easy to lose sight or not really know and understand what he created for us. And so I think that can be challenging when there's so many shiny objects out there and you don't necessarily know the full history of what Shackley has to offer. And so I think this is a great way for people to learn more and to connect more, because I think as people learn the philosophy and understand and get to hear more stories about Dr. Shackley, which I love hearing, they feel more connected to what we're doing and understand why we're doing it on a bigger scale. And I think when you understand it on those bigger levels, it helps make you more committed, it helps make you more confident, and it helps you move forward better. And I know that as we grow in this new time period, it's easy for people to get distracted. And so, you know, I've come across those challenges in helping people navigate their belief and their commitment. But I think this is a great, great way to share the message and the roots of what we are as a company.
And speaking of Dr. Shackley stories, do you have a favorite story about Dr. Shackley that you heard maybe through Rick and Aldana or anybody else? Is there something that you have in mind?
I can't think of one off the top of my head, a specific story, but there are, where we have our leadership meetings at the Seymour's house, they have these pictures, and you've been there. They have these pictures of all their years in Shackley, and they have so many pictures with Dr. Shackley, sitting down and sharing time with him and just getting to experience that. And so they share more about his energy and his passion and his kindness and those kinds of things versus maybe specific stories that I can recall at this point in time.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have been there, and just, like, I get the chills when I walk down because it's, like, a basement area, right? Like, you walk down into the basement, and then there are these, all these plates, like, commemorative plates of all the trips that they've been on, and, you know, like, just so much history. And 40 years is quite a long time, but that's them, right? But I want to know you what your vision is for the future in terms of, like, where you think our company can go.
I think we're going so many places right now, even in the immediate future, just feeling the growth of the last 7 years that I've been here and seeing the changes and the progression forward has been huge. It's been energizing. When I first started, there wasn't a lot of people my age that I knew initially. You know, it wasn't until a conference that I realized that there were people my age that saw this too and that I wasn't totally crazy. And so, because I, you know, I hadn't, there weren't young people in our area yet at that time. You know, I was kind of one of the first ones to come in into our team. And so, not to say that our team isn't young if you all are listening, it's a different age bracket at the time.
Right.
And then now to see how that's grown and how many people are here from so many different ages and demographics is so huge and inspiring. And I'm not the young one anymore. Like, I'm not the baby anymore, which is really cool because it means that other people are catching the vision and seeing what we have to offer. And so I feel like we have this awesome root. We have this amazing legacy. Our products are incomparable. And we just continue to grow and move forward. I don't know when this podcast is going to come out, but in August for the conference in Vegas, I know that there's just so many more things that are going to be put out that are moving us forward to make this simpler for us. And I think that that just gives us room to grow at a more rapid rate, not only domestically, but internationally. And I know myself, I personally have international growth goals for our team, but I just see us taking off and just massive growth in the coming years. And I have FOMO, so I am sharing with everybody because I don't want them to miss out, and I don't want to miss out on all the amazing things that are coming down the road either.
Yeah. What do you think it is about more young people becoming involved in Shackley and participating in our opportunities specifically? What do you think has drawn them in the last 7 years that you've seen?
Well, I think more young people started to see it, and so for through whatever reason, whether it's generationally or, you know, they met someone who shared with them, and they saw that longevity, and more young people started to share with other people, which built rapport. I think the multi-generational business model we have is powerful. We have examples of people that have been in the business for, you know, 50, 60 years. We also have examples of people that have been in for a short time and are able to create significant businesses as well. And so they can see those examples on a short-term scale, but they can also see those examples on a long-term scale. And I think our generation is not necessarily used to longevity. That's not something that exists in what we grew up with, right? People don't stay at jobs for more than 3 years. People aren't around for extended periods of time. We're a lot more mobile, which is great. And I think the fact that our business is able to be mobile is huge. I think the longevity piece is amazing because it's something that you can invest in. And there's examples of success in longevity, whereas other companies don't necessarily have those pieces. And so I think those things really set us apart.
Amazing. What is your favorite Dr. Shackley quote?
So if you haven't read Reflections on a Philosophy, it's in the back office, and you should absolutely read it. It is so good. It's we're talking about getting chills. You definitely get chills, especially having not met him, I think. It's a way to almost hear Dr. Shackley talk to you, and it's really, really cool. And I started underlining too many quotes, and so I'm going to share two. Tiff said I could share two. And so I'm going to do that. But one that he uses pretty much on every page in the book is what you think you look, what you think you do, what you think you are. And I think he was just such a forefront in the terms of how powerful your thoughts are. And it's something that you hear about today in so many different capacities. But he really, I mean, the book really dives into thoughtsmanship and the power of our thinking, which led me to the next quote, "No one can force you into failure except yourself." And I just think that's so powerful, especially in a time where it's easy to beat ourselves up and to put so much weight into things, but we get to choose. And that's what I love about this business. We get to choose how we show up. We get to choose how we share. We get to choose how we grow. And we get to choose how we think. And so that's so powerful and gives us so much opportunity if we decide to choose positivity and choose action. And so I really like that quote because it puts the choice on us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jen. I'm so happy to be a part of this partnership that we have right now to like continue to move Dr. Shackley's legacy forward. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for everything.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be here, and I'm so excited to hear the other speakers that you bring on because the podcast has been great so far, and it just makes me excited about where we're going and proud of where we're from.